Hello, my name is Kirsty Sells from Mobile Marketing Magazine. I'm here with Sarah Wood, who is founder and COO of Unruly. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Kirsty. Good to talk to you.
You too. So, Unruly is a global video marketing platform. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what that means?
Absolutely. So we work with brands and their agencies to get their videos watched, tracked and shared across the social web. We have a product set that fulfills the whole campaign life cycle. So first of all, we help evaluate the shareability of content. Second, we have audience reach of 1 billion that helps brands get that content out there and make sure that people are actually watching it and sharing it. And then we have an analytics platform. And this is where brands can track their share of voice and measure the success of their campaigns versus their competitors.
Okay, so I'm obviously speaking to you from Mobile Marketing Magazine, and you've recently released some research that says just how important video is on mobile. Do you want to just tell us about some of those stats?
Yeah, well, we've been collecting some really interesting data on this. At Unruly, we've been running video campaigns across mobile for years, so that's nothing new. But we've seen a real kind of shift in 2013. It's been a watershed moment. This is the year that we've seen mobile engagement rates really explode. And mobile has always outperformed desktop in terms of share rates and interaction rates. But that gap has widened over this year. And in fact, the current CTR, the average click-through rate for mobile campaigns, is 13.64% now, and that's almost three times that of desktop. And interaction rates have also exploded this year. They're up to 22%, and that's more than double what it was at the end of 2012.
Okay, Nick. So when you're talking about engagement, what do you mean by engaged audiences?
So engagement is one of those words, isn't it? And it has many different meanings. What we mean by engagement here is viewers who've already chosen to watch the video, is viewers going on to perform another action, whether that's clicking through to find out more, or taking a poll, or clicking to watch an additional video, or clicking to see images, video images around that campaign. So this is real deep levels of engagement we're talking about. And I think that's key, that's crucial to marketers who are wanting to measure their success. And this is one of the big trends we've seen over this year. It's not now just about the number of views. The smart marketers are measuring what happens beyond the view, and where users go after they've viewed a piece of content.
Okay. And so you, before you kind of set out on that journey with marketers, you help them to predict the shareability of their video ads. What kind of things do you look at to try and predict that, and how kind of close can you get to the actual shared value?
So we own the largest data set on video sharing behaviour across the web. We've been building this data set out since 2006. And that's been tracking over 365 billion video streams. So what that means is we've got a lot of data on the videos that are shared, and we've been able to map that to various psychological responses, social motivations, and over 100 variables, and train an algorithm to be able to A, identify the various sharing factors, and then B, predict how shareable the video is. So some of the key factors are psychological response, an emotional response. So videos that elicit an extremely strong emotional response are much more likely to be shared. And videos that give their audiences a reason to share, whether that's social currency, being able to help, proving their value to the tribe, also are much more likely to be shared. And then there are lots of other factors as well. And the funniest thing is, as we're training the algorithm for different territories and different markets, it's seeing the differences in what gets people to share across the different territories.
Okay, have you got any little insights into that? Is there anything you can pull out off the top of your head for a different country that's a bit different?
Well, Brazil was very different. And we launched ShareRank in Brazil just a few weeks ago. And we found that exhilaration and excitement is incredibly important to Brazilian viewers. They respond much more strongly to that kind of emotional trigger. Whereas in the UK and in the US, humour and hilarity are much more powerful.
Okay, interesting. And so you've got a viral video chart, which looks at all different sorts of videos all over the world. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the things that seem to work globally?
Yeah, so this year we've seen a lot of prankverts. This is where brands are pranking unsuspecting members of the public or unsuspecting consumers and placing them in difficult situations, trying, testing situations, and then it's all revealed to be a joke at the end. So we've seen a lot of those surfacing on the viral video chart. Some of the best known examples are the Pepsi test drive ad. We've had the Cowie film trailer and Dead Man Down film trailer, which unsuspecting passers-by suddenly come across an attempted murder scene in an elevator, and then you watch their responses to that. So these are quite shocking, quite controversial ads, and that's the key trend this year, is there's been a trend to offend, and willingness on the part of brands to really kind of push the boundaries and be extreme in order to get cut through. And cut through is critical, because there's so much content being created now, not just marketing content, but, you know, all kinds of UGC videos as well as branded videos. And for brands that want to get cut through in this very busy landscape, they really do need to be creating content that's highly engaging in order to get people to watch and share that.
Okay. And have you ever had kind of campaigns or videos that seem to have really, really gone wrong, really missed the mark? And do you ever have to tell people, actually, you know, that's probably not going to work?
Well, the interesting thing with social video is the campaigns that miss the mark are normally just the ones that you don't hear about. They miss the mark and nobody shares them. So the most usual way that a campaign misses the mark is in not being engaging enough. So not being shocking enough or funny enough or uplifting enough. And the bar is really very high in terms of the emotional response that needs to be elicited in order to generate a share. So you're looking at a physiological response, a physical response. If someone laughs out loud or gets goosebumps or cries or the hairs stand up on the back of their neck, then that's the level of response that's required in order to generate a share.
Okay. This sounds like you're almost kind of, this is almost calling for a new expertise in creative teams, to not just kind of think of something that's good and on brand, but something that's really interesting. Do you know of any examples of people bringing in, you know, film crews and things like that? Is it getting to that level?
Oh, absolutely. I think we're seeing brands really bringing their talent, brands and creative agencies bringing their best talent into social video now. Although it's worth pointing out that you don't need a massive production budget in order to create a massive hit. And I think this is where social video is very, and online video is very different from TV. People don't share videos because the production values are high. They share videos because the ideas are very strong, and they react emotionally very strongly to that piece of content. I mean, I think the overarching shift that we've got here is about ads becoming content. And this is really a response to banner blindness, to ad avoidance. When you think how bombarded we are now as consumers with all these messages, we've become very adept at avoiding ads and not looking at them. So the brands that are succeeding are the ones that are creating ads that are content and then distributing them as though they were content. And this is where native advertising has become so important. So if brands are creating content that people want to watch and share, it's important that as they distribute them, they're visually integrated into the content stream.
And so how important do you think apps and platforms like Vine and Instagram are for this kind of phenomenon?
Oh, that's a great question. I think becoming very important, especially with the shift to mobile. And when I think about, you know, how eyeballs are shifting towards mobile, more and more people are watching videos and sharing videos on their mobile, then you have an app like Vine come along, which is a mobile video app. And that's incredibly powerful for brands that are wanting to reach their audiences on mobile platforms. And I think the really exciting thing is, with all these different apps, these different platforms, you know, it's always people first, platform second. But it's important that for each of these platforms, brands are creating content that's just right for that platform. And the kind of content that works on Vine will be very different from a longer form bit of content. And there's a wonderful opportunity now for brands to create, you know, a smorgasbord of content around a central campaign idea, visually impactful 6-second teasers on Vine, and then longer bits of content that can be distributed elsewhere that take the time to tell a narrative and have the consumers spending more time with that brand. And when I think about that content, I think about the most viewed and most shared ad of the year so far, which was by Dove, and that's Dove Beauty Sketches. 3 minutes long, very thoughtful, not a showy piece of content, not a shocking piece of content, but just a really interesting discussion and visualization of how women think of themselves and how that's so different from how they appear to other people. And that's a long bit of content, but it takes the time to tell the story.
Okay, and so if you had a top tip for a brand who is going to be launching something in 2014, are there things that you guys are already working on which are going to be massive next year?
Well, for 2014, we'll be seeing lots more short-form content. So Vine is growing very quickly. 40% of the most popular videos on Instagram are by brands. So we're confident we'll be seeing lots more brand activity on Instagram. In terms of the emotional triggers that we think will be setting the world on fire in 2014, I think we're looking to exhilaration. So if this year was very much the year of shock and surprise, I think next year with the World Cup kicking off in Brazil, we're going to see lots of brands creating exhilarating, exciting content, which is great for brands, because when you look at the responses towards exhilaration, videos that elicit exhilaration are the most remembered, the most recalled types of videos. So 65% of videos that are highly exhilarating are recalled. So this is great news for brands that are wanting not just to drive shares, but to drive product recall, so that when people come to buy the product, that's the brand that they remember. More broadly, though, I think there's a piece of advice which is timeless. And irrespective of what's going on in the world and what the zeitgeist is, I think, and Oscar Wilde said it best, and I think this is kind of always our watchword, is, you know, be yourself, everyone else is taken. So the brands that are going to be really making the most of social video will be the ones that are creating content that resonates with their audience and is true to their brand values.
So, Sarah, do you think that consumers kind of understand that viral videos are kind of being created? You know, the word viral almost gives the sense that it's an organic kind of sharing process. Do they realise that there's all this brand kind of attention going on in the background?
That's a really good question. And I think it's important whenever a brand is creating video content and distributing video content that it's clearly disclosed as being commercial. There's no need for a brand to hide behind a video. There's no need for a video to appear unbranded. Our research has found, in fact, Karen Nelson-Field's research has found, coming out of the Ehrenberg Bass Institute, that research has found that there's no correlation between the level of branding and a piece of content shareability. So some of the most shared videos are very highly branded, and they make it really obvious that it's a brand that's created the content, and that's where the value lies. If you're a brand and you create a video, but you don't make it clear that it's a brand behind it, then you may as well be throwing away your marketing budget, because nobody's even going to know that you've produced that piece of content.
And what about user-generated content? Is there still potential to, you know, if you've not got those brand dollars, to still be able to get content seen and shared if you're just the average man?
It's very difficult for branded content and UGC content to cut through the clutter. There's so many videos up there, you know, 100 hours of content uploaded to YouTube alone every minute. And this is where a marketing budget is really helpful, because brands can pay to distribute the content at the outset of the campaign, and then they can guarantee that people are going to be seeing that content. There's nothing more dispiriting for a brand than creating content and then, you know, posting and praying, putting it on YouTube and hoping and waiting that people are going to discover it, or posting it to a Facebook fan page and wondering why your fans aren't all sharing it. If a brand has created great content, then it makes sense to put some distribution budget behind it, get it seen by as many people as possible, and kickstart a viral cascade. And speed is important here. The viral peak, when it comes to sharing branded videos, the viral peak is on day two. That's the day after launch. So brands that want to maximize their viral peak and make sure they get as much word of mouth as possible are putting their budgets into, you know, distributing that video as early as possible.
Okay, Sarah, well, thank you so much for taking some time out to speak to us today. That really was very, very interesting, and I will be getting down to the global video chart to check out some Frankfurts myself. So thank you very much for...
Kirsty, it's an absolute pleasure. And with Halloween coming up, you know there's going to be some crackers on the viral video chart, so it's a good time to check it out.
Cheers. Take care. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.